1 Maccabees 1:1 And it happened, after that Alexander son of Philip, the Macedonian, who came out of the land of Chetaim, had smitten Darius king of the Persians and Medes, that he reigned in his stead, the first over Greece, 1:2 And made many wars, and won many strongholds, and slew the kings of the earth, 1:3 And went through to the ends of the earth, and took spoils of many nations, in summit that the earth was quiet before him. Whereupon he was exalted, and his heart was lifted up. 1:4 And he gathered a mighty strong host, and ruled over countries, and nations, and kings, who became tributaries unto him. 1:5 And, after these things he fell sick, and perceived that he should die. 1:6 Wherefore, he called his servants, such as were honorable, and had been brought up with him, from his youth, and parted his kingdom among them, while he was yet alive. 1:7 So Alexander reigned 12 years, and then died. 1:8 And his servants burial, every one in his place. 1:9 And after his death, they all put crowns upon themselves. So did their sons, after them many years. And evils were multiplied in the earth. 1:10 And there came out of them a wicked root Antiochus surnamed Epiphanes, son of Antiochus the king, who had been an hostage at Rome, and he reigned in the 137th year of the kingdom of the Greeks. 1:11 In those days went there, out of Israel wicked men, who persuaded many, saying, Let us go and make a covenant with the heathen that are round about us. For since we departed from them, we have had much sorrow. 1:12 So this device pleased them well. 1:13 Then certain of the people were so forward herein, that they went to the king, who gave them license to do, after the ordinances of the heathen. 1:14 Whereupon, they built a place of exercise at Jerusalem according to the customs of the heathen. 1:15 And made themselves uncircumcised, and forsook the holy covenant, and joined themselves to the heathen, and were sold to do mischief. 1:16 Now when the kingdom was established before Antiochus, he thought to reign over Egypt, that he might have the dominion of 2 realms. 1:17 Wherefore, he entered into Egypt, with a great multitude, with chariots, and elephants, and horsemen, and a great navy, 1:18 And made war against Ptolemy king of Egypt. But Ptolemy was afraid of him, and fled, and many were wounded to death. 1:19 Thus they got the strong cities in the land of Egypt, and he took the spoils thereof. 1:20 And after that Antiochus had smitten Egypt, he returned again in the 143rd year, and went up against Israel and Jerusalem, with a great multitude, 1:21 And entered proudly into the sanctuary, and took away the golden altar, and the candlestick of light, and all the vessels thereof, 1:22 And the table of the shewbread, and the pouring vessels, and the vials, and the censers of gold, and the veil, and the crown, and the golden ornaments, that were before the temple, all which he pulled off. 1:23 He took also the silver, and the gold, and the precious vessels. Also he took the hidden treasures, which he found. 1:24 And, when he had taken all away, he went into his own land, having made a great massacre, and spoken very proudly. 1:25 Therefore there was a great mourning in Israel, in every place where they were. 1:26 So that the princes and elders mourned, the virgins and young men were made feeble, and the beauty of women was changed. 1:27 Every bridegroom took up lamentation, and she that sat in the marriage chamber was in heaviness. 1:28 The land also was moved for the inhabitants thereof, and all the house of Jacob was covered with confusion. 1:29 And, after 2 years fully expired, the king sent his chief collector of tribute unto the cities of Judah, who came unto Jerusalem with a great multitude, 1:30 And spake peaceable words unto them, but all was deceit. For when they had given him credence, he fell suddenly upon the city, and smote it very sore, and destroyed much people of Israel. 1:31 And, when he had taken the spoils of the city, he set it on fire, and pulled down the houses and walls thereof on every side. 1:32 But the women and children took they captive, and possessed the cattle. 1:33 Then builded they the city of David, with a great and strong wall, and with mighty towers, and made it a stronghold for them. 1:34 And they put therein a sinful nation, wicked men, and fortified themselves therein. 1:35 They stored it also with armor and victuals, and when they had gathered together the spoils of Jerusalem, they laid them up there, and so they became a sore snare. 136 For it was a place to lie in wait against the sanctuary and an evil adversary to Israel. 137 Thus they shed innocent blood on every side of the sanctuary and defiled it. 138 In Samuk, that the inhabitants of Jerusalem fled because of them. Whereupon the city was made an habitation of strangers and became strange to those that were born in her. And her own children left her. 139 Her sanctuary was laid waste, like a wilderness, her feasts were turned into mourning, her Sabbaths into reproach, her honor into contempt. 140 As had been her glory, so was her dishonor increased, and her excellency was turned into mourning. 141 Moreover King Antiochus wrote to his whole kingdom, that all should be one people. 142 And every one should leave his laws. So all the heathen agreed according to the commandment of the king. 143 Yea, many also of the Israelites consented to his religion, and sacrificed unto idols, and profaned the Sabbath. 144 For the king had sent letters by messengers unto Jerusalem and the cities of Judah, that they should follow the strange laws of the land. 145 And forbid burnt offerings, and sacrifice, and drink offerings in the temple, and that they should profane the Sabbaths and festival days. 146 And pollute the sanctuary and holy people. 147 Set up altars and groves and chapels of idols, and sacrifice swine's flesh and unclean beasts. 148 That they should also leave their children uncircumcised, and make their souls abominable with all manner of uncleanness and profanation. 149 To the end they might forget the law and change all the ordinances. 150 And whosoever would not do according to the commandment of the king, he said, he should die. 151 In the selfsame manner wrote he to his whole kingdom, and appointed overseers over all the people, commanding the cities of Judah to sacrifice, city by city. 152 Then many of the people were gathered unto them, to wit every one that forsook the law. And so they committed evils in the land. 153 And drove the Israelites into secret places, even wheresoever they could flee for succor. 154 Now, the 15th day of the month Casalu, in the 145th year, they set up the abomination of desolation upon the altar, and builded idol altars throughout the cities of Judah on every side. 155 And burned incense at the doors of their houses and in the streets. 156 And when they had rent in pieces the books of the law which they found, they burnt them with fire. 157 And whosoever was found with any the book of the testament, or if any committed to the law, the king's commandment was that they should put him to death. 158 Thus did they by their authority unto the Israelites every month, to as many as were found in the cities. 159 Now, the 25th day of the month they did sacrifice upon the idol altar, which was upon the altar of God. 160 At which time, according to the commandment, they put to death certain women that had caused their children to be circumcised. 161 And they hanged the infants about their necks, and rifled their houses, and slew them that had circumcised them. 162 How by many in Israel were fully resolved, and confirmed in themselves not to eat any unclean thing. 163 Wherefore the rather to die, that they might not be defiled with meats, and that they might not profane the holy covenant. So then they died. 164 And there was very great wrath upon Israel.